Another aspect of this year's mayoral race is the Democratic primary presents a unique challenge, because here we have what's been labeled as the progressives on one side. We're going to have a minority candidate, Carolyn McLaughlin, and then we're also going to have you. Each of these three candidates has unique things to offer, assuming Mayor Sheehan decides to run. I read in Chris Churchill's op-ed column in the Times Union where this could be each candidate scrapping for 25% was the number I think he threw around of the vote, and then trying to get the rest. Do you see it as shaping up that way as well?
Well, I think that in a race like this, right, there's a couple ways to evaluate it. But for me, I look at it that we have to go out and earn every vote, and I can't take votes for granted. I can't just say that taxpayers with high assessments on their homes in Uptown Albany are going to support me because I probably offer the best platform as it relates to protecting taxpayers, right? I need to go beyond that. So certainly I've represented 1/15 of the city. There's a whole host of people that I'm going to go out and meet over the coming weeks and months. We have to go earn support. There's organizations throughout this city. There's many organizations. There's neighborhood associations. There are folks that are really concerned about affordability in Albany. We really need to go do that. As it relates to progressive voters, and you know, there's been talk of that, by no means do I think that those voters are lockstep behind a single candidate. In fact, I think that many of the policies in the city of Albany, and the reason that the incumbent mayor has lost such a great level of support, has been because the policies in the city of Albany have been regressive over the past 3+ years. We talked about a trash fee on renters. We've talked about tax breaks for luxury housing. We've talked about the failures with our labor units and having a workplace where our employees feel respected. And when you look at the culmination of those policies, I think that there's voters that may have been willing to give, you know, one mulligan to this current administration. But when you have a whole host of disconnects between a group that calls themselves progressive, and I'm talking about beyond the mayor now, but that entire political group of council members and other elected officials, and then the policies aren't progressive, I think that they've lost a lot of trust there. So for all of us, we have to go out and, I'll speak for myself, I mean, I'm going to go out and really make sure that we go out and talk to voters and get to a point where we've earned their support. And nothing will be taken for granted on our end, and we'll move forward in that regard.